Welcome to Fronteras, a program that explores issues at the border and beyond through the lens of arts, culture, and history. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Water is the source of life. People are drawn to water for recreation, for exercise, for spiritual revitalization, for religious ceremonies. Water is central to the origins of San Antonio. Indigenous people settled the banks of the San Pedro Creek thousands of years ago. A three-day celebration by the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center honors the community's spiritual and cultural connections to water. Today, we're talking to three figures involved in the Todos Agua Festival: musician Azul Barrientos, artist in residence with the Esperanza, former San Antonio and Texas poet laureate Carmen Tafoya, and activist and former San Antonio City Council member Maria Antonieta Berriozabal. Berriozabal was the first Latina to serve on the San Antonio City Council in 1981, but her activism, particularly in water issues, began with the 1974 founding of the group Communities Organized for Public Service, also known as COPS.
That's where I met Father Albert Benavides, who was with the COPS organization at the beginning, and he became an expert on water. At the time, there were some very bad abuses on the part of the development community that had the city incentivizing their work on top of our Edwards Aquifer. That's when I learned, and that's when many people learned about the aquifer. So I was educated by this community of people and this wonderful priest about it. Well, not long after that, I got elected to the city council. That was 1981. And I got elected when there was a very hot issue in the city, and it was the building of the Applewhite Reservoir, which would have been a reservoir of 45,000 acre feet to supplement, so they said, the water of the aquifer. Like, in case we ran out of water in the aquifer, we had this little lake where Toyota is now. As a council person, I fought that, but the city council went ahead and voted on it. And a group of people, I helped them, started getting petitions to vote on it. And we voted on it in 1991. And it just so happens that it was when I ran for mayor. So along with campaigning for mayor, I was promoting the people to vote no so that we would leave the aquifer. And the people won. It's a wonderful story of activism. The Esperanza was very involved in that. So was the COPS organization, the farm workers, LULAC, what I call the water people, Sierra Club, and so on. And we won. Sadly, at the same time, I got into a runoff. But then when the runoff campaign came, aquifer and Applewhite was no longer an issue. So I didn't get those votes and I lost. But during those 10 years on city council was when we had an explosion of growth over the aquifer in the north side. So for those 10 years, the issue of water was uppermost in people's minds. Since then, we've had two battles. We've lost both. One was the PGA Village, that is now the Hyatt Resort, Evans Road, that area, that has exploded in growth. And Vista Ridge, a pipeline that we did not need and now we're paying for and trying to sell the water. That's a synopsis, a very short timeline of the big issues that we have had in the past and that I have been involved with.
Well, a lot of people who might not be familiar with San Antonio, or maybe they've lived here for a long time and aren't aware, they might think, we have problems with water? I mean, they might hear about the aquifer when there are water restrictions in place because there may be a drought, but they may also be thinking, well, there's rivers, there's creeks. How can San Antonio possibly be in danger of a shortage of water? What do you say to those arguments?
Scarcity of water today with climate change is an issue all over the world. I heard recently a story that Mexico City is running out of water. The first major city in the world that is having that issue. In countries like Africa, it has been happening a long time. There are already parts of the earth where scarcity of water is a problem. And for us here in San Antonio, one of the risks that I see is that we built our city beginning in the 70s, it continues, over our only source of water, that's the aquifer. The aquifer is still a sole source of water for millions of people in this area. And every time we build over it, we risk it. Once you contaminate the aquifer, it cannot be cleaned. The way the aquifer replenishes itself is it rains, the water goes into the aquifer, and there's a way that the water is cleaned. But if we build over it, put impervious cover, parking lots, neighborhoods, streets, you prevent the water from soaking into it. That is a risk. We've known that, and we just hope that we never pollute it.
Well, Azul, we had Maria just mentioning that Mexico City is running out of water. You are from Mexico City, so obviously this is also an issue that hits close to both homes, Mexico mm-hmm. City and San Antonio. Talk to us a little bit about organizing this particular event, Todos Agua, in order to just elevate the issue of water, and not in a political way, but in a cultural way.
Absolutely. So I come from a place, yes, from Mexico City, where we used to listen to water. We used to listen to animals, and we have legends and stories that guide us on how we can connect to ourselves, to our hearts, and listen, you know, pay attention to nature and open our consciousness, nuestro corazón. We have been detached naturally with urbanization and other factors that are political. And it's harder for all of us to connect to the nature of ourselves. And the nature of ourselves is to listen to nature, to the birds, to follow the water. We follow the water always. And when I started to connect to the water issue was, yeah, when I was little, you know, knowing that we had times where we could use water. I've been very aware. I grew up very aware to how we use water. To this day, my mother bathes in just a bucket of water, and she's 90 because she doesn't want to waste water. And it's a very different awareness to the one that sometimes we have here in San Antonio. So at some point, I connected to water from another perspective, from love, from gratitude. And that's when I decided that I wanted to give myself a little more to the issue in song, you know, not only in song, but also to share and create something together, all of us. And that's how Todos Agua came about. Of course, the Esperanza was all over it. They were like, yeah, let's invite more people. Okay, great. And then this Chilean artist that is a fantastic musician also inspired this movement because he's also done a lot of concerts and efforts dedicated to water. He's also an artist. He paints, he writes beautiful music. So we said, hey, do you want to do this? And he said, sure. So here we are.
And so, Carmen, what I love about this particular effort is you are melding the policy experience of Maria Berriozabal and culture and arts and poetry. Can you tell us about your passion for this particular topic?
Yes, I am very much a San Antonio baby. I grew up here. I fell in the San Antonio River when I was a child, and so I kind of feel it was my baptism. I probably still have the minnows, you know, someplace in between my toes. The San Antonio River had a lot of meaning for me, but it wasn't just the San Antonio River. It was all of the rivers, all of the waterways seemed connected in the same way that we human beings are connected. They end up flowing into one another, encountering each other, sometimes fusing and melding and becoming the same family, the same stream, the same ocean. And so I grew up with a cultural emphasis on connectedness. A family, everybody was family. Ay, Bobby in your classroom in first grade es tu primo. He's your third step cousin-in-law. Al lado del primo, del vecino, del cuñado, de quién sabe quién. And, you know, but he's your cousin. He's family. Everyone was connected. And that kind of extended to our attitude on the trees and the flowers and the growing things and the river. And so I was told stories about all of these things that would happen at the river. And it didn't matter if it was the San Antonio River or the Medina River or the Frio River or the Rio Grande. It was, estaban en el río. And so they would tell these stories. They would tell stories about my great-grandmother washing her clothes in the San Antonio River. And my dad would point out the places that were now part of the Riverwalk and say, that's where she washed the laundry. That's where she came to wash her laundry.
Right by Margaritaville.
No, right. So water was very present in our awareness. There was even the kind of a joke, you know, they'd bring you a glass, you know, agua santa. They'd say that this was a holy water because it was water that would cleanse us and clean us and make us healthy. You know, so I would carry on the joke. I'd get to a restaurant and people are ordering Perrier and Topo Chico and whatever. And I'd say, I want a glass of San Antonio water. And they'd look at me oddly like, do we have something like that bottled? No, the one that comes out of the faucet, that's the one I want. I want San Antonio water. It was a joke, but it was a joke that kind of paid homage to the role that the water in this community plays. And I'll never forget the first time I met Maria. Because I had followed her career. I was out of state when she ran for mayor. So I didn't get one of those great big signs that everybody had that said Maria for mayor that seemed like miraculous at that time that a Latina could be running for mayor. And it was just such a strong statement, Maria for mayor. But I had followed her involvement in community issues and social justice issues. So finally, we were at a conference and I saw her alone between sessions, and I said, Maria, I've followed your work for so long. Can we sit down and talk? I want you to teach me. I want you to talk to me about the community and how we best work to serve our community. And she said, sure, and she sat down with me, and she says, okay, the first thing I have to tell you is it's all about the water. And she went on to explain to me that the basis of any political issues in our city especially, but really anywhere in the world, came down to access to those things that give you your basic ability to live, that the poor, and often the middle class, are struggling just to live. And at the center of it all is water, without which there is no human life anyway. So that's why the water always was ever present in my mind, more so after having spoken with Maria and realizing that at the heart of social justice, at the heart of community involvement, at the heart of human survival is the water.
Poet Carmen Dafoya is a former Texas and San Antonio poet laureate, an educator, and is a professor emeritus at the University of Texas at San Antonio's Department of Bilingual Bicultural Studies. We're also talking today with musician Azul Barrientos, artist in residence at the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center, and with activist Maria Berriozabal, the first Latina elected to the San Antonio City Council. We're talking about water issues and the Esperanza's inaugural Todos Agua Festival that honors and celebrates our interconnectedness with water through music, poetry, and art. When we come back, hear an example of the art and music featured at Todos Agua. Stay tuned to Fronteras. Welcome back to Fronteras. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Water was where San Antonio was born. Spanish settlers set foot here over three centuries ago, and indigenous peoples were drawn to the banks of the San Pedro Creek over 10,000 years before. Water is also the source of death. An untold number of San Antonians have died in devastating floods from overflowing rivers and creeks. The San Antonio River near downtown has been channeled, tunneled, and transformed into a lucrative downtown tourist attraction lined with hotels, restaurants, and floating barges. The San Pedro Creek, where San Antonio civilization began, has been restored into a riparian habitat for native fish and bird species, as well as a cultural showcase for public art and murals. Texas Public Radio's headquarters is a literal stone's throw from the creek. San Antonio's West Side Creeks, long disregarded and the source of deadly floods, are finally being restored. Water is being celebrated with music, art, and poetry in the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center's inaugural Todos Agua Festival. Joining us to talk about it are three of the event's many, many guests: poet Carmen Tafoya, musician Azul Barrientos, and activist Maria Antonieta Berriozabal. Berriozabal, who long fought for water rights as a city councilwoman in the 1980s, says she's encouraged by the greater emphasis being placed today on the importance of water.
I see a greater awareness, particularly in young people, about nature, water, trees. There are battles right now at Brackenridge Park because they're tearing down trees and killing or scaring birds. So there's an awareness of nature, of the environment, of climate change. I see that. I do not see that people are making the connection between those issues of the planet, the world, nature, our bodies, and what's happening with water. The 80s and even the 90s were very active years where we had these battles, really, on water. And I remember block walking. I think I have block walked more for water than for myself. So here we have something like the Applewhite, and we go and we ask, come vote. It's a complicated issue. But I remember going to houses where a lady would come out, and I would say, ah, mire, tenemos otro problema con el agua. Ay, señora, sí, el agua. It's like I didn't even have to explain. It's like people had a connection. And every time we have asked the people to vote on something with water, vote. So the big battles that we have had lately, like PGA and Vista Ridge, we didn't vote. We wanted to vote because I think people know what we're going to do. So in answer to your question, I think the level of information that people have is low. Do people know how rate structures are made? Who creates them? Do residential accounts bring in more money? People in their residences pay disproportionately more than businesses. Yes, they do. We're having a water rate increase right now. Do people know why? We need infrastructure. Yes, we need to spend money on it. But is it done fairly? And who does it and who votes on it? I am so grateful to the Esperanza for doing what they're doing, because speaking through the arts, through poetry, paintings, is a way to speak to the heart. And as Azul was saying, all of us have this connection. My love of water comes from my grandfather's ranchito in Lockhart, Texas. And he had a noria, a deep well. And my Uncle Blas would take us to the noria to get water out of it. And I would hear this wooden pail. He would put it down, and then you could hear it plop way down there. And then he would bring it up and give each of us a taste of it in what we call the dipper, I guess, and taste that water. That water was cold. It was wonderful. When I think of water, I think of that taste of that water that Uncle Blas would bring. So to me, like an inspiration for the activism is what I feel in my heart about water. But right now there are people literally fighting in Hays County because they're fighting a 5,000 seat concert venue that will impact the aquifer. People in Gray Forest, Elotes, are fighting the construction of 3,000 homes where wastewater will be dumped into the Edwards eventually. Another group of people in Hondo are fighting 300,000 gallons of treated water that will also go into our aquifer. And all these people are fighting. They're small groups, and we need to join them. And as we say, agua es vida, water is life. And the connection that we're making there at the Esperanza is so important, because that's the way that people will understand the role that water has in a growing city. We are growing, and the more we grow, the more water we'll need, the more energy we'll need, and that costs money. And who's going to benefit and who's going to pay is the question.
And that, again, as you mentioned earlier, is a struggle that every city in this nation perhaps will have to account for down the road if they're not already accounting for it now.
That's right. In different ways, but all of us are going to be in the same boat. Hopefully the boat has watered.
Maria Berriozabal is an activist and the first Latina San Antonio City Council member. She's one of the featured guests in this weekend's inaugural Todos Agua Festival, presented by the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center. Former Texas and San Antonio poet laureate Carmen Tafoya has written a poem specifically for Todos Agua. It's called De Puro Corazón. It's accompanied by Azul Barrientos on guitar.
There was a parched dryness in my mouth, and the water washed it away. There was a hunger for something cool down my throat, and the water washed it away. There was a sick and dying dizziness in my head, and the water filled me and washed it away. There was a hectic noise and a headache in my soul, and I came to the edge of the Risa rippling river and sat and watched its currents curl and spin and carry the leaves of winter's past away down its smooth stream, and watched the boulders gleaming and polished by water's day after day persistence, moving on, moving on, leaving us all polished and bettered by the flow. There was a moment when the conflict and exhaustion of struggle after struggle left me wondering, empty, wondering what meaning lay in all this chaos, detritus of detail. But the history of the river spoke to me, voices seeping from its liquid music, the spirits of bones of ancestors whispering within its very silt, and the tender communion of turtle and dove, coyote and deer, water bird, stray dog, all sipping, lapping from its stream in common hope and common purpose, brought layer upon layer of meaning, of connection, of love into my very roots. Roots taught by the river, with its centuries of persistence, of hope, of cleaning, healing, blessing, polishing out the problems and the pettiness as the water washes them away. But we trash the planet, dishonor the mother. While trashing this planet, we search for another. We kill off the bees as we watch the crops wither, fume up the air and poison the water with poisons and plastics man-made and eternal that fill our food and our drink and our flesh and our cells and the burnt-up earth and all memory of tears, while the memory of water and the memory of life washes it all away.
That's former Texas and San Antonio poet laureate Carmen Tafoya reading De Puro Corazón, a poem written for the Todos Agua Festival presented by the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center. San Antonio musician Azul Barrientos also took time to perform a song she was workshopping for the festival.
Antigua peregrina, que al mar llegarás, vas compartiendo vida en tu caminar. Allá en la montaña helada dormías, el sol entera te renuevas. Tu misión recuerdas y al camino regresas. Agüita de vida, no pares, no pares, fluyendo, fluyendo, la vida es movimiento. Agüita de vida, no pares, no pares, fluyendo, fluyendo, la vida en movimiento. Antigua peregrina, que nubes serás, vas compartiendo vida en tu caminar.
Musician Azul Barrientos performing a song written for this weekend's Todos Agua Festival. Tafoya shares one more piece with us. It's a work that may eventually turn into a song by Azul Barrientos, but for now, here are some verses with musical accompaniment.
¿Y quién te dará tu agüita cuando los ríos estén ya secos? ¿Quién te dará tu agüita cuando el mar está rojo y huele mal? ¿Quién te dará tu agüita cuando curanderas ya no hacen tecitos, ni curan el ojo ni ofrecen un vaso de este líquido claro y fresco? ¿Quién te dará tu agüita cuando ni oro lo puede comprar, cuando ni poder, ni dictador, ni rey, ni papa lo puede encontrar? ¿Quién te dará tu agüita cuando las flores están secas y las abejas extintas y hasta las lágrimas del cielo ya se secaron por tanto llorar?
That's former Texas and San Antonio poet laureate Carmen Tafoya, accompanied by Azul Barrientos on guitar. Tafoya and Barrientos are part of the Todos Agua Festival at the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center. The three-day Todos Agua Festival opens today, International Water Day. Opening night features poetry by San Antonio poets Carmen Tafoya, Andrea Vocab Sanderson, and Eduardo Garza. It also features a talk by today's guest, former San Antonio City Councilwoman Maria Antonieta Berriozabal. Music representing Latin America will be performed by local musicians Seba Ili and the Honduran Afro-Indigenous duo Los Hermanos Bonifacio. Local artist Mauro de la Tierra will also be demonstrating his art live tonight. Doors open at 5 p.m. at the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center. Todos Agua continues Saturday night at 7 with a live concert by Chilean musician Julian Herreros Rivera. And the final day concludes Sunday at 3:30 p.m. with a cacao ceremony and an interweaving of the art and music by Julian Herreros Rivera and Azul Barrientos. That begins at 5 p.m. Admission to each day of the festival is $10, más o menos. Find details at esperanzacenter.org and on our website, tpr.org. We wrap up the show with some music by Todos Agua guest artist Julian Herreros Rivera in a duet with Juan Quintero. It's called Agüita. Thanks for joining us today for Fronteras. Fronteras is produced by Norma Martinez and Maria Navarro. Our executive producer is Dan Katz. Our editor is Fernando Ortiz Jr. Charanga Cakewalk composed our theme music. Hear past episodes at tpr.org and on the Fronteras podcast. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio.
Nieves eternas en la cordillera, lo miras al cóndor pasar.